Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. I'm the author of an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. And I'm also the author of the forthcoming book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. On the show today, I'm doing my annual look back. In this case, it's a review of 2017. If you are one who listens to my shows as soon as they come out, then you know this review is later than usual. In fact, you may have noticed that I hadn't had any new podcasts since October 2017. That's because since then, it took a lot more of my time to finish the manuscript for my book about Lewis misquotes that is due for release by the end of May 2018. In past years, I would usually try to review all my shows that were new for the period under consideration. However, last year for my 2016 program, I did things a little different and focused on three shows that stood out as my favorites. I'm not exactly taking that approach this year, but neither will I attempt to go into much detail about all the new shows from 2017. Instead, I will focus in on a few shows while mentioning all of them from 2017, and my show notes will have links to every show so you can listen to any that especially piques your interest. Although I will still share some clips from a few podcasts to help new listeners to this show hear the variety of programs I do and to remind others of you some of what was covered in 2017. After all, when I began All About Jack several years ago, it was only a program where I interviewed authors of books related to C.S. Lewis. Now it is much more than that. First off, allow me to share some stats. In 2017, I technically released 34 podcasts that were never released where I presently have my show hosted. I say technically because there are a number of qualifications to that number. Two shows were actually videos of talks that you can only get on YouTube. Three were repeats from prior to 2014 when my show was hosted somewhere else and had never been shared here at the current hosting location. And then eight shows were from a special mini-series I call 200 Seconds in Hell with C.S. Lewis. In a little bit, I will share the entire first program that is, of course, only 3 minutes and 20 seconds long. Other qualifying pieces of information about podcasts from 2017 are the fact that my 2016 review show was posted in early January 2017, and two episodes had to do with events that have since happened, with the exception of one that if you hear this show soon enough, you could still catch it because it was about a series of talks by Andrew Lazo related to Lewis's book, Till We Have Faces. Well, that's enough stats for now, but I'll share more shortly. At the moment, though, here's a taste of what eight of my new shows from 2017 was like. Here is the debut episode of the mini-podcast, 200 Seconds in Hell. Welcome to 200 Seconds in Hell with C.S. Lewis. This is William O'Flaherty sharing some reflections from the Screwtape Letters. Because this is the debut show, allow me to tell the purpose and scope of this series. It's not really that difficult to figure out. I'm sharing some thoughts from the classic book, The Screwtape Letters, which first became available in book form in 1942. At the time this mini-podcast series is posted in 2017, it's now the 75th anniversary of that landmark event. Typically, I'll be highlighting a theme or two from the book, but for this first show, allow me to give some overview and facts about the title. As you may know, the material consists of 31 letters from a senior demon named Screwtape to his younger nephew, Wormwood. The junior tempter is on his first assignment. These letters actually came out weekly in The Guardian the year before the book was published. The Guardian was a newspaper that ended publication in 1951. To date, Lewis is most known for the Narnia stories, but it was the Screwtape Letters that was his first bestseller nearly a decade before any tale about Aslan. In fact, the Screwtape Letters was so popular that it was reprinted 8 times in its first year. So what's so great about the book whose main human character doesn't even have a name? If you're familiar with the material, then you know that the topics Screwtape covers with Wormwood are universal. As you read each letter, you discover not only how Wormwood might interfere with his patient, but you're given food for thought on how the devil just might try to mess with your own life. Some of the themes covered by Screwtape include how prayer can be twisted to hell's advantage, using fear and suffering to hinder spiritual growth, making virtue ineffective in a person's life, how the natural up and downs in life can be used to the devil's benefit, distorting the causes of laughter, taking humility and making it useful to hell, revealing a form of gluttony rarely considered, how men can have two types of imaginary women, the ridiculous sound of ownership claims, corrupting the faith with false notions about the historical Jesus that are unhistorical. And these are just a few of the subjects I'll be exploring in future shows over the coming weeks and months. And there you have it, 200 Seconds in Hell with C.S. Lewis. I'm William O'Flaherty, author of C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, a companion and study guide to the Screwtape Letters. Learn more about it and download a free 20-page PDF sample at ScrewtapeCompanion.com. That's ScrewtapeCompanion.com, where you can get the Kindle version of my book for less than $6. If you enjoyed that debut show, then be sure to follow the show notes for direct links to the other 7 programs. In a moment, I'm going to share part of another special program from 2017. It's from a series called Why Read C.S. Lewis. This occasional series focuses on one work by Lewis, it's usually a book, and I have between 3 and 5 people share their reflections about that material. Generally, these people speak about why they especially enjoy that title and or give reasons why it is worth reading or rereading. Before that, here's a few more stats about 2017. Among those 34 shows I mentioned that were essentially new, 10 of them were more technically new, that is, they were all recorded and released in 2017. Plus, I did a special series of 6 shows called Exploring C.S. Lewis Misquotes and Misconceptions. It was sponsored by Shelley & Son Books, a great place to find rare and collectible books by Lewis and others of his friends. But back to the Why Read C.S. Lewis occasional series that I hope to release new episodes of in 2018. For the debut show in 2017, I shared clips from a variety of shows that were not yet released at that point, and in some cases are still not. As I already mentioned, I usually have 3 to 5 individuals share about a certain work by Lewis, but for that debut program, I only shared 1 person from 6 different books. In the following excerpt, you'll hear part of that introduction telling you which titles were addressed, and then a segment from what Dr. Michael Ward had to say about The Last Battle. The books mentioned today are as follows in this order: The Last Battle, The Great Divorce, Till We Have Faces, Dimer, The Allegory of Love, and finally, Studies in Medieval and Renaissance Literature. And then the final thing to say before letting you hear comments about those books is to let you know who you will be hearing from. First, I'll be sharing about 60% of what Dr. Michael Ward had to say about The Last Battle. Then about half of what Britton Dickinson had to say about The Great Divorce will come next. This will be followed by a summary of Dimer by Dr. Crystal Hurd. After that, you'll hear just about more than half of the thoughts Dr. Jerry Root made on The Allegory of Love. And finally, I'm sharing also around 50% of Mark Neal's reflections on Studies in Medieval and Renaissance Literature. At the end, I'll give you details about each of the speakers. First up again is Dr. Michael Ward.
There are 2 main things I would say about The Last Battle. One has to do with what Lewis says about the Chronicles of Narnia in general being about Christ. All the Narnia series is about Christ, he says. So how is The Last Battle about Christ? And secondly, I would want to say something about my belief that the Narnia Chronicles are structured according to the symbolism of the 7 heavens, which I've written about in my book Planet Narnia. So first of all, Christ, how is The Last Battle about Christ. Lewis says the whole Narnia series is about Christ, but in The Last Battle, his Christ character of Aslan doesn't show up at all for the first three quarters of the book or so. He's absent. He's nowhere to be seen. In fact, insofar as he is discernible, he's said to have changed, so that he's now in favour of putting the talking beasts under the yoke and felling the talking trees, and he's visible only at night when he comes out of this stable lit by a bonfire, and it's all frightening and cold and dark and mysterious, and his name is no longer Aslan, but now Tashlan. It's all very scary, very apocalyptic, and indeed, of course, what Lewis is trying to depict here is not actually Christ, but the Antichrist, the deceiver who would deceive the very elect, as per the apocalyptic parts of the Bible. So where is the real Christ? That's the mysterious thing about The Last Battle. And I think what Lewis is trying to do here is to show us an aspect of Christ's own nature, but in a very indirect and implicit kind of fashion. Where I would suggest people look for that is in that episode when King Tyrion, the last of the kings of Narnia, is bound to the tree. We might miss the connection here with the cross of Christ, because Tyrion is bound with his hands by his side. He's not attached to the tree in a cruciform position. But if you look at the way Lewis talks about this passage, there are lots of little echoes of Calvary. You know, the darkness, the cold, the way that the animals come and tend him, with an echo there of Psalm 22, and they put up a little sponge to his lips, just as the sponge of vinegar is put up to Jesus's lips on the hyssop stick. But most of all, I would want to draw attention to Tyrion's desperate prayer that he cries out in the darkness. He says, "Aslan, Aslan, Aslan, come and help us now." But the darkness and the cold and the quietness went on just the same. And I think that's Lewis's version of Jesus's own cry from the cross. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Which we find in both Matthew's Gospel and Mark's. And that cry of dereliction, as it's called, is the one verse from the scripture that you find in Lewis's work more often than any other.
I hope you enjoyed that clip. Dr. Ward had much more to say about The Last Battle in that show, and then all of what he said was released in the official first show of Why Read C.S. Lewis. Other shows already released in this series dealt with Lewis's poem Dimer, and then another show on the book The Great Divorce. It's worth noting that I previously did in 2016 a couple of shows about the Screwtape Letters, and then one about the essay The Weight of Glory. Each had 75th anniversaries in 2017. That wasn't called Why Read C.S. Lewis, because at the time I was approaching the material differently. Well, as noted already, you can go to the show notes for links to the Why Read C.S. Lewis shows from 2017. Now, before that clip, I was mentioning the six-part series I called Exploring C.S. Lewis Misquotes and Misconceptions. The reason I did those shows that way was because originally I was doing a combined book on those topics. However, halfway through recording those shows, I began getting from others more quotations to examine, and this led me to go back over my old notes from when I started the project in 2014. This led me to having enough material to have a book just on the topic of misquotes. However, let me point out, not all misquotes are equal. Early on, I came up with three categories of misquotes: expressions that Lewis didn't write, those that were paraphrases of him, and then quotations he did write, but then isolated from their context makes them questionable to share with others. What follows is an excerpt from that first program from that series that on its own was 40 minutes long.
Since this is the debut show of Exploring C.S. Lewis Misquotes and Misconceptions, so we're basically doing an overview of the series today, which again is a total of six programs. So, William, for those who are not clear about what you mean by misquotes and misconceptions, why don't you clarify those words for us?
All right. Well, as we go along, I'll talk more specifically about the different types of misquotes. I I kind of categorize, in addition to actual quotes from Lewis, three categories, one of which are quotes that are from him, but you don't want to isolate them. So misquotes can actually be, more misattributions is the main things. And then we're going to be talking about things that are kind of close to him where someone is paraphrasing him. So we're generically just kind of categorizing all things that are questionable or you want to question as misquotes. Then for the misconceptions, that material is going to be looking at misconceptions about either Lewis's life or about his writing. So that's obviously very different from a misquote, but I'm trying to combine this for a potential book here in the future and thought doing these six shows would help generate some more interest, which already so far with the things I've done, people seem to be interested.
Sounds great. So let's start then by having you tell about what you call not quotations, which are those that are clear-cut expressions credited to Lewis that he actually didn't write. In the next two shows, you plan to cover up to 10 of these, so let's briefly chat about at least some of them at first. So here's the first one. I pray because I can't help myself. I pray because I'm helpless. I pray because the need flows out of me all the time, waking and sleeping. It doesn't change God. It changes me. Now, how is this actually different from what Lewis really said?
All right. Well, of course, let me maybe address it this way, and that is there are a lot of reasons to pray, and sadly, most people only pray to ask God for things they want. The above quote clearly doesn't carry that perspective, so it's a great quote in and of itself. And at the end, it speaks about how prayer changes a person and not God. And this reminds me of the overlooked similar notion that prayer doesn't change things, but people, and that people change things. But now, this is not Lewis. Well, you might say it's Lewis, but it's what you would call the fictional C.S. Lewis, because in the movie Shadowlands, which Anthony Hopkins plays him in the Hollywood version, that character does say it, but that's what the scriptwriter decided to write in adapting some ideas from Lewis. We don't have anything specific that he said exactly similar. In the next show, where we're going to look at these in more detail, I'll give some quotes that deal with things that he did say about prayer, but there's nothing exactly similar that he said, but we know that it is in the movie Shadowlands. So this, it's a reasonable quote, but just don't say that it's C.S. Lewis. It's a line from the movie Shadowlands. Again, that is just a 3-minute excerpt from a 40-minute debut show, and each of the remaining 5 shows were about 30 minutes each. I hope this 2017 review has been useful to you. All that remains now is for me to mention the other episodes that came out in 2017. There are links in the show notes for each of them. In January of 2017, I did an interview with Alan Snyder on his book, America Discovers C.S. Lewis. Then in February, I had 3 shows. One dealt with the 2017 Inklings Weekend, which is in Montreat every year. And then also an interview I did with Corey Latta on C.S. Lewis and the Art of Writing. And then the third new show I did in February of 2017 was Preparing for Easter, a selection of readings from C.S. Lewis that was edited by Zach Kincaid. Then in March, I did a show with David Beckman on Lewis about prayer, dealing with a video series which he hopes to at some point make into a book, and I'll have a podcast about that if that project comes to pass. And this deals with the material from Letters to Malcolm. In April, I did an interview with Joel Heck about his book, From Atheism to Christianity. Then in May, I shared a special recording that was done part of the Inklings Weekend. Actually, just before it, there was a special panel that dealt with writing tips from Lewis and Tolkien that I hosted. Then in June, I did an interview with Holly Ordway about her book Apologetics and the Christian Imagination. In July, I did an interview with Don Williams about his book on Lewis's views on theology. That book is called Deeper Magic. Then finally, in October of last year, 2017, I did an interview with Andrew Lazo about a series of talks he was just starting, and it's called Myth of Love series, and that is still happening in February and March of 2018, with plans to have other talks. You can visit his website, mythoflove.net. Then I did do three other programs that were actually re-releases of shows that had not yet been shared where I host my program now. That is an interview from several years ago with Joel Heck. His book entitled Irrigating Deserts, that deals with C.S. Lewis and his views on education. Then I also talked with Andrew Lazo several years ago about a book he co-edited called Mere Christians. It features various testimonies of individuals who was touched by the writings of C.S. Lewis, especially the book Mere Christianity. And another older show I decided to share last year was about an event that had happened in 2015, but it deals with the C.S. Lewis Foundation. It's an event they had back then about a retreat that has since passed, of course, but then it also contained various information about the C.S. Lewis Foundation as well. Well, before I end, I want to remind you that my book, The Enhanced Study Guide to the Screwtape Letters, is called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can learn more about that book by visiting ScrewtapeCompanion.com. There you can get an immediate download of a free 20-page sample of the book. Again, that's ScrewtapeCompanion.com. Purchasing the book is a great way to support this free podcast. Finally, thank you again for listening to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty.